the real purpose of censorship is to protect a powerful interest from the truth. That's the game. And the best example of that is censorship regarding health information, censorship that prevents you from learning the truth about nutrition and herbs and disease cures, cancer cures. And this censorship is pushed by, of course, the medical industrial complex, which consists of a big pharma, which is very wealthy and very influential, obviously, gives all kinds of money to candidates and members of the Senate and the House. And big pharma needs censorship to remain in place in order to keep their business model functioning. Because if people knew the truth about herbs and nutrition and foods and how to prevent disease and reverse disease without using pharmaceuticals, well, then big pharma would lose trillions of dollars in revenue over time. And the medical industrial complex, as we know it today, would absolutely collapse because nearly all disease that you see out there that's treated with prescription drugs, nearly all of it can be prevented or reversed through diet, nutrition, exercise, sunlight, things like that. Or reducing exposure to toxins. People have a lot of toxin exposure through the products they purchase, but there's censorship about that too. So again, the whole purpose of censorship is to protect this industry. And that's why Google censors the truth about natural health. And that's why ChatGPT also has mirrored Google and is completely censoring anything that's true about herbs, nutrition, or the dangers of vaccines, or the dangers of psychiatric drugs, or the lies of the FDA, or the COVID plandemic, or the CDC crimes against humanity, and so on. All of that is censored on purpose by the same groups that censored Google or pushed Google to engage in such censorship. Same thing on YouTube, same thing on Facebook, etc. So massive censorship. No one is allowed to know the truth about how to prevent and reverse chronic degenerative disease. Then again, times are changing in the sense that we can bypass censorship now through decentralized tools. And that's why our new book engine, which is incredibly popular, it's at brightlearn.ai. We have books being published every hour now that are completely free to download and read that just blow away the entire, all the censorship and lies of the medical industrial complex. So you can find all the books, by the way, at books.brightlearn.ai. And you will really enjoy them. And if you want an AI engine, just a regular chatbot engine that won't censor the truth about these topics, then use our AI engine. It's free. It's at brightu.ai. That's the word bright followed by the letter u.ai. Okay, so that's why there's censorship also in the media. The media was always pushing the COVID pandemic and vaccines and masks and lockdowns and all that nonsense. Why? Because the media is about 70% funded by big pharma and the medical industrial complex. So it's a massive racket. It's a giant criminal con. But it's so incredibly profitable that the industry can achieve censorship of all the major institutions, big tech, big media, big government, even education institutions, med schools, you name it, they have near total control. But that's just one example. Another example of censorship that protects a powerful regime is censorship about gold and silver, or about the history of the Federal Reserve, or the fact that the Federal Reserve itself isn't part of the federal government. Now, 20 years ago, if you talked about these things, you were instantly labeled a conspiracy theorist. You know, I remember when Ron Paul was talking about this, we should audit the Fed. And if you said the Fed isn't part of the federal government, people would eye roll and mock you and say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. But they were wrong. Factually, the Federal Reserve is actually owned and run by a cartel of international banksters. It's not run by our government, and it doesn't answer to even the U.S. Supreme Court. Did you know that? The Federal Reserve doesn't answer to the Supreme Court. The Fed can do whatever it wants. Doesn't even answer to the president. That's right. It's above the president and above the Supreme Court. So what does that tell you? Yeah, it's not subject to the laws of the United States of America, nor is it subject to the Constitution. It is extremely powerful. But how does it maintain that power? Well, the power to print money is incredibly powerful, as you might imagine, but they also have the power to achieve censorship. This is why across mainstream media, you almost never hear anybody reporting on gold or silver as money. They just won't talk about it. They'll mock it sometimes, but they won't talk about gold and silver as being anything useful to individuals, or they'll talk about it as an ancient relic, when in fact, it's fiat currencies that are about to become the ancient relic as they collapse, and real money is gold and silver. And that's what people understand today who are informed. But why do they need to censor the truth about gold and silver? Because they need people to falsely believe that dollars are money. Dollars are not money. By definition, money has to be a store of value. Since dollars don't store value, they keep losing value rapidly, as you have probably noticed. Dollars are not a store of value, and they're not backed by anything that is valuable. They're not backed by gold, for example, not since 1971. They're not backed by silver. So dollars are anti-money, you could say. They are far from being, you know, real money, but we're told all the time the opposite. We're told that dollars are money. We're told that gold is useless. So to the uninformed masses, they will tend to try to save, if they ever save, in dollars. And that's the scam, because then the Federal Reserve prints trillions of dollars, which is a form of theft from the people, stealing your purchasing power. While those who are intelligent will purchase gold and silver, which is effectively swapping out fake fiat currency with real actual money. And then that's why gold and silver continue to rise in dollar value, because the dollar is collapsing. But again, you have to be plugged into alternative information in order to know all of this. And the corporate media just won't do that by design. Again, censorship is used to protect the powerful interests of, in this case, the currency cartels, to protect the currency cartels from the truth. The truth is that their currency is not money. So there you go. Two examples right now. Big Pharma needs censorship to protect their lies about pharmaceuticals and vaccines. And Big Money needs censorship to protect their lies about currency versus gold. So where else do we see censorship and lies? Well, in 2022, we saw extreme censorship about Ukraine versus Russia. And all across the media, if you said anything that was perceived to be on the side of Russia, like, hey, Russia might actually win this thing, you know, or hey, Ukraine is extremely corrupt, and why are we sending $100 billion to Ukraine when it's not actually helping the soldiers on the front lines, etc.? If you said anything like that, you were censored. You were smeared, you were slandered, even though those things have, of course, proven to be true. That Russia has won this conflict with Ukraine, and Ukraine's top leaders are incredibly corrupt. That's being exposed now. One of them has had to flee Kiev and was fired by Zelensky, and Zelensky himself is, of course, incredibly corrupt. Something like $100 billion has disappeared into the pockets of the corrupt officials in Ukraine. But you couldn't say that in 2022, 2023, or 2024 without being censored. And again, what was the whole reason behind that? Well, they had to protect the powerful pro-war interest. No, they had to say, Ukraine is going to win this, and that's why we have to keep sending them money. And then the money was laundered back into the pockets of U.S. senators and State Department officials, etc. So it was a giant money laundering con that predominantly took place under the Biden administration. And to Trump's credit, the Trump administration is now exposing that money laundering and fraud and working to shut it down and pushing, really forcing Ukraine to adhere to this new peace agreement, which is not helping Ukraine, by the way. This peace agreement is pretty much a surrender to Russia's demands. But all during the Biden years, you couldn't say anything like that. You were completely censored, again, to protect the war industry. So where else do you see extreme censorship? Well, this is what's interesting. See, I just gave three examples earlier of how censorship protects powerful interests in terms of money and finance and political power, etc. But there's also extreme censorship around narratives that shape culture and science and even the very definition of what is true. One of those very powerful narratives is called virology. And the way this narrative goes, it says that there's these things called viruses, and that if a virus, even one particle, gets into your body, that it will infect you and it will create symptoms such as, well, let's say the flu virus, right? Or influenza, that it will create flu-like symptoms. And then you will replicate the flu virus, and then you will pass it to someone else, and then they will have the same symptoms, the flu symptoms. And then on and on, they will replicate it, they will pass it to someone else. So there's this entire narrative around flu viruses or other viruses that are contagious. And for most of my life, I completely believed in traditional virology, probably just like you did, or maybe you still do. Most people still do. And every doctor still believes in this narrative of virology. But what got me questioning this was during the COVID years, I was trying to acquire an isolated standard of SARS-CoV-2 virus particles in order to do lab testing in my ISO-accredited mass spec laboratory. So we do liquid chromatography, we do triple quad mass spec, single quad mass spec, ICP-MS heavy metals analysis, GC analysis for dioxins, and much more. You know, it's a massive multi-million dollar laboratory. And we routinely purchase standards from all the standards companies, you know, from whatever, all, you know, all across the industry. So we can buy a standard of almost anything that we need. You can buy a standard of lead, for example, because you have to show your instrument what lead looks like. You can buy a standard of glyphosate, which we do. We routinely buy glyphosate standards. And the vial is all glyphosate, you know, and it, to certain purity standards. You can buy a vial that is 99.99% pure glyphosate or atrazine or any other pesticide or herbicide that you might want to test. Or you can buy standards of every molecule, every chemical. You can buy standards of every toxin, okay? This is normal in the laboratory industry. You cannot buy any standards of any virus. Did you know that? You cannot buy standards of any virus. They do not exist. And when I say that, what I mean is you can't buy a vial that's just lyophilized or freeze-dried influenza virus particles. Doesn't exist. And when I found out that they do not exist, I was shocked. And I said, I was talking to one of our sales reps. I said, well, how am I supposed to know if I'm looking at influenza virus, let's say, or COVID virus, I need something to show my instrument. And they said, oh, no, you download the digital libraries and you just compare your real world sample against a digital library. Like, wait a second, because that doesn't sound very scientific to me. See, in everything else that I test, I have the physical molecule, or I have the heavy metal, I have the elements. I've got it physically here. I can show the instrument. I can prove it. I have, you know, a 5-point calibration curve of different levels of concentrations. I use pipettes, you know, to make the diluted standards. you know, serial dilutions, as it's called. And so I'm moving liquid from here to there, but I know it's actually in the liquid because I can see it on the instrument. And they're like, no, with viruses, it doesn't work that way. You don't really have any. You just download digital libraries. And so I went out and I tried to buy. I went to every company I could find. And I found that there's one company that was selling what they called an isolate of SARS-CoV-2. An isolate. You would think that's an isolated standard. But it turns out it wasn't. It was a combination of cow blood particles and human snot is where it originally came from. So they said that this woman got off a plane from China. She landed in the Seattle airport and they took some snot from her and she had symptoms. And they said that therefore she had COVID. So they took her snot samples and then they put it in a vial with cow blood and serum from other animals. And then from there, they added some other chemicals to it. And then they have been, you know, growing that and replicating it from vial to vial and selling that and calling it a COVID standard or a SARS-CoV-2 standard isolate. But that's not an isolate. An isolate would be a powder of freeze-dried virus particles and nothing else. And that does not exist. So I said all that to tell you this, that censorship around the whole conversation about virology and immunology and infections, censorship is critical. And pushing the false narrative of infectious viruses, it's critical. And it's been very successful. So successful that, again, almost everybody believes it. And some of you listening may still believe it. And that's okay. I believed it for my entire life until the last 5 years. Now I know it's completely false. It's completely false. The claim that there are virus particles that make people sick, that pass from one person to another, that claim is completely false. Now, bacteria, that's real. We can see bacteria under the microscope. We can buy a standard of bacteria and we can actually have it in a vial, you see? You can't buy a standard of viruses that are isolated. That the vial is nothing but the virus, you know? It doesn't exist. So that's all fake. But again, that narrative has been critical to protecting the vaccine industry and big pharma and the sick care industry because they don't want to talk about what really makes people sick. Exposure to toxins, exposure to 5G, radio signals, you know, chemtrails, whatever they're dropping out of the sky. And whatever they put into your food, the pesticides, the herbicides, and all the toxins in personal care products and shampoos and everything else. They do not want to talk about that. They would rather say, no, you got infected by, you know, your neighbor through an invisible thing that it's so invisible, even we can't see it. But here they say, here's a magic injection that will protect you from this invisible thing that we call viruses. And then you take the injection, you know, it's called the flu shot. And it doesn't stop flu symptoms anyway, and you still get the flu anyway, because the whole model is wrong. It's all been a lie from the start. But again, censorship protects that industry. Here's another big one. Evolution as the explanation for the origin of the species. It, of course, makes no sense that evolution alone could result in the origin of every life form on Earth. Now, I'm not opposed to the concepts of natural selection. We know natural selection works. If there's a population of moths, you know, they will, if there's a change in the tree population, then the moths over time, the ones that blend in with the tree bark, will be better protected against predators than the moths that have white colors on their wings, right? So yeah, of course, natural selection works. If you can survive against predators better, then you're going to have more offspring, etc. Yeah, we get that. That's obvious. But using evolution to explain the origin of the species does not work because even the fossil record is missing. There's this gap. in the fossil record between, and I'm not going to use technical terms here because I don't know all the details here, but between apes and humans, okay, there's a giant gap. And there's no fossil record of that gap. The missing link isn't there. So slow evolution over time does not explain the rise of the human species, it turns out. And yet, if you dare question that, you will be censored. You will not be offered a professorship at a university. You won't be given grants, you know, science grants from the government. You won't be given any information. Your career will be over. You won't be invited to speak. You won't be allowed to publish a book or a science paper in any journal anywhere that questions evolution. Because they would say, well, the science is settled, which is a way of saying we're now going to censor anyone who challenges this theory. Anytime they say the science is settled, you know they're up to something. And it's sketchy because the science is never actually settled. By definition, science is supposed to take into account new knowledge, new findings, new information. Otherwise, it can't advance. Science is never settled. Actually, science is actually, it's obsolete all the time because a new understanding takes its place. You know, from standard Newtonian physics, for example, to quantum physics or subatomic physics, we have to constantly rewrite our understanding of the composition of matter, for example. But evolution, that theory has been used to explain away the idea of a creator. And a creator, you know, lots of different explanations for that, but let's say intelligent design of modern humans. You know, the sciences don't want to talk about intelligent design, even from both from a god or from an advanced extraterrestrial civilization that was playing around with genetic engineering of apes on planets. You know, I mean, there's different explanations for intelligent design, right? They don't all have to be the Christian god, let's say. There's different explanations. But science doesn't want anybody to talk about any kind of intelligent design. So they push the theory of evolution, even though it makes no sense. And that's why we end up with so much censorship there. Similarly, we have a lot of censorship around the theory of climate change, which is also a total hoax. The theory of climate change says that carbon dioxide is bad for the planet, that it's bad for plants, that it's going to destroy everything, and we all have to stop using energy. Otherwise, we'll all die from climate change. But again, that theory makes no sense at all, does it? Because carbon dioxide is necessary for photosynthesis, obviously. It's the number one most important molecule in the atmosphere to grow trees and forests and crops and, you know, to support pollinators. If you don't have carbon dioxide, everything dies. So you need, obviously, CO2 on the planet. But extreme censorship about that topic has existed now for almost 20 years in America. Yeah, it's been 20 years. And you're not allowed to say that climate alarmism is a total hoax and it's not backed by good science and the temperatures are not rising to the degree, literally, that we've been told they would. And no, all the ice caps haven't melted. And no, New York City isn't under the ocean water now. You know, all these predictions that Al Gore pushed over 20 years ago, they've all failed. Every single one of them, they've all failed. And so it's because climate change is a hoax. But it's a hoax that is, it's protected via censorship in order to promote this idea that globalists have to reduce human populations and reduce human consumption of energy. That's what it's always been about. And ultimately, a lot of these censorship regimes are all about depopulation. Even vaccines, they are depopulation bioweapons, for example. So ultimately, you're being kept ignorant in the dark on everything in order to make sure that the globalists can exterminate you more easily. That's why they don't want you to know about health and nutrition and longevity, because they want you to be easier to kill. They want you to die younger. That's why they want you to believe in virology and influenza, because they want you to take the death jabs that they call flu shots. That's why they don't want you to understand that carbon dioxide is necessary for plants, because they want you to agree to be controlled so that you are monitored on your power usage, so that they can cut off your power at any time for any reason. And in some extreme cases, in the extreme summer heat or the winter cold, they can kill elderly people by cutting off their energy or by having rolling blackouts and things like that. So all of this actually comes back to their desire to kill you. This is all on purpose. They're preparing Earth for a post-human future, is what that's all about, in case you were wondering. And censorship is a big part of it. So if you support censorship, then you are anti-human. Really, I mean, you're the enemy of humanity if you support censorship. If you support freedom of speech, then you are pro-human, pro-truth. And of course, I support freedom of speech, and I support the survival of humanity, and I support decentralization of knowledge. And that's why all of my tools are available free of charge at brighteon.ai, including our book creation tools, our AI engine at brightu.ai, and so much more. So take advantage of all those tools at brighteon.ai. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. You can find all of my work at naturalnews.com, or you can find it at brighteon.ai, like I said, for all of those tools. You can download all kinds of free books at books.brightlearn.ai, and you can do much more. And you can use all these tools for free. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.
Broccoli sprouts are nutritional powerhouses. Incorporate nutrient-dense broccoli sprouts into your daily routine with the Health Ranger Store's selection of lab-verified broccoli sprout products. Shop at healthrangerstore.com.